Okay. So, Ms. Lang, Mr. Dean, are we all on the same page in terms of scheduling, noticing, inviting?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't heard back from Chris yet, so.
Okay. With that being said, is there any other specific action that staff is wanting action taken on what we have on agenda item one of new business?
Not at this time. I think the, you know, the special meeting will, you know, better reflect the feedback that's needed to move the process forward.
Okay.
Yep, so we're good.
Would you expect more feedback with invitations going out? I would like to have
more
stuff
more
back to us before we walk in here.
Yeah.
And meet with everybody. Have those people send some comments in.
Yes.
Even if, you know, whatever.
Yeah. We'll start working with the groups that you all have identified. James and I will, you know, send out all the information and try to, you know, get back something from them timely. Before the special meeting, so we at least have substance to work off of.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
And then, the special meeting would have to be noticed 7 days, correct?
10 days.
10 days. 10 days before.
Yeah.
So, somewhere around 14 to 18 days before, and maybe it might be timely immediately after our February meeting, it would probably be appropriate for at least myself, if Tony's available, Tony and I, to sit down with you to look at formulating an agenda that will lend itself to a productive discussion with a known outcome.
Okay, yeah, we'll definitely schedule that then in advance.
Anything else on agenda item one?
I suggest we set a special meeting. Technically, I believe the chair can do it on his own with very little notice, but I think it would probably be better to just take a motion to set a date and time.
I would entertain a motion to call for a special meeting of the Siskiyou County Planning Commission on March 5th.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Real quick, she just responded, yes, it's available.
What
room
is it?
This room.
What's available?
This room.
So, March 5th
at 9 a.m.?
Yes, I will move. So move.
Commissioner Mello moved.
Second.
Commissioner Veal seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Orders have been relayed.
Excelente.
Yep.
Item three, items for discussion direction.
Didn't there cut that one?
items for, so the February warning has been given by staff. What should we be prepared for that we are going to be seeing in front of us ahead of time related to this project?
Yeah, so Bill stops.
Getting into too much.
Yeah, I was going to say Bill stopped me if I start getting into
it. I'm just trying to prepare myself for what we're going to encounter.
What will be before the commission is a zone change amendment and a use permit, similarly to the Mount Shasta Ski Park, right? How any plan development update, you have to in tandem, you know, go through the process with those types of applications. The general project description is to set a baseline occupancy number that has been historically happening or occurring on property.
So similar to what we did with Kidder Creek, establishing what is a number?
No, because there will be no expansion of that number proposed and no new uses proposed, no new buildings, right? So this is what's been happening historically, period.
Bringing into compliance.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So going back to the original plan.
Let's not
you're making under compliance.
Let's not get into that.
But then, so that's what we'll be discussing.
Okay. So it's similar to a project that we've had in different shapes and forms where we have a non-conforming use that is being brought into compliance based upon zoning and activity.
Yes, and then the intent of that is to get them into compliance so they are able to, in the future, apply for additional growth.
Okay.
At a later date. But okay. We've got to get this, you know, drilled down first so okay. We can get that for them. Yeah. All right.
So very similar to Mount Shasta Ski Park.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any other items for discussion? Direction?
You got for the, is it comments?
Almost there. Oh. Future meetings, we are very aware now, February 19th. Correspondence, other than what the groups provided us for general plan?
Nope.
Okay. Staff comments.
I'll make a staff comment. As you know, the E-regs have been basically reinforced by the Water Board. It doesn't change. In addition to that, I believe we are home to a new monument that was signed into law by President Biden, 266,000 acres east of Mount Shasta, basically. That was a surprise.
No, it wasn't.
For me. That's, I don't know what happened with the Klamath one, the Cascade, which is a 600,000 acre one. That's probably next time we turn to sign.
Nope. Okay.
We'll just note that.
Okay. Any other staff comments? Commission comments. I'm going to change things up. Commissioner Hart, I'm going to start with you today.
Lovely.
Rec plans on gravel pits. What have we done? 7 or 8 approved pits that are still operating in the county?
25?
There's that many?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So there are a number of them that I know of, but there's been no activity in the last at least 20 years. Are those considered idle mines or are they considered closed?
We're working with some that are on our active list that haven't had recent activity to become idle. Uh-huh. It's through an interim management plan process.
Right.
So it's a plan for them to be stagnant but not have erosion issues or any other concerns. They're going to address that in that plan, and that is at a staff level review and approval and state review and approval.
So that's just bringing them into
you won't see those.
New regs now that are applied.
No, it's just it keeps them at their current rec plan. All it is just to make sure that while they're not processing and working there, there isn't any issues.
Okay. Commissioner Mello?
No, sir.
Commissioner Beal?
Is there a wind generation property or proposal talked about, or is it just a rumor out there?
We haven't received anything.
So it's not, it's just
no.
And what parliamentary procedure rules do we operate under?
Well, we don't have anything formally adopted that I've ever been able to tell. So
here we go.
With me as your chair, it'll be Roberts, not Sturgis.
How about Roseburg? Roseburg.
Nope. I'm a Roberts. Sturgis, if I absolutely have to.
Yeah, because they're having a big dust up at the city council.
And that's their fault.
Yeah, I guess they didn't
knew. If I were on that,
they never knew.
They wouldn't be in that problem.
Do you have the authority to do that?
Until somebody tells me no, I will continue to operate under Roberts unless council says
no,
for a certain instance.
That's kind of how I think of it too. Go under Roberts for nothing else. But.
Now, for the public meeting that we're going to be having. In the special meeting, I will probably follow Sturgis instead of Roberts because it allows for a more inclusive discussion. It is not as rigid for coming to conclusions. But I'm familiar with both. All right, so my comments. I will start with the simplest one first, which involves Miss Bernadette and Mr. Rick. For my own clarification, because I have a feeling I will be getting more calls. Williamson related, thank you for the correspondence and communication. My understanding, in our situation, there are five of us under one contract. My question for Bernadette, possibly Mr. Dean, can we all individually, at our own leisure, call you and say, yes, we want to be, have our own contract, or do we need to send you a formal email letter with all of us signing on the bottom, we want our own individual contracts? Does it matter on the process? Because the cover letter says contact you to set up a time to meet. Three of us don't have a whole heck of a lot of time to come over and meet. Is it something as simple as we can call you or shoot you an email? Yes, divide the fee amongst the five of us, do what you need to do, we're in favor of that.
Yeah, phone call is fine. What that'll help me do is look at who's going to be involved in that application so we can see, better get an idea.
Taylor, Jones, Murphy, Batiste, and Val.
Okay, so I'll look at their histories and make sure there's no other properties that could be, advise them if they have other Williamson Act properties, if they need want to address those at that time.
That would be Batiste, Chador, Fino. Okay.
So once I get know who's ready to work, then I'll start working with them individually also, but keep in mind they want to be under that one application.
Okay.
Yep, a phone call is good.
Because I had another call from another individual who must have received a similar letter, or they anticipate the letter coming, asking me questions that's not part of our group.
Okay.
So I want to be able to relay accurate information there. And then I had a second comment question. E-regs, you reminded me of this. Have my weekly meeting today at 2 before I go rep. Something to think about, and it may be something that planning doesn't want to involve itself in, and if that's the case, fine, but maybe have an internal discussion. The big ticket item currently in relation to the E-regs, the LCSs, and it is going to directly impact minimum in-stream flows, is placement of additional new gauges on streams and tributaries. The Water Master District, the Shasta RCD, have been working with State Water Resource Control Board, DWR, and USGS on identifying and prioritizing locations for additional gauges. Purpose of those gauges in the Shasta is to, one, provide more accurate data for formulating the model that will be used to determine minimum in-stream flows, and hopefully allow for reach flow management as opposed to watershed management when it comes to curtailments. That'll impact land use, etc. On the Siskiyou side, the model's basically done. It's going to be Larry Walker and Associates. State has already said that's the model that is most accurate. But those gauges will also allow for a reach management instead of a blanket. Scott River watershed is under curtailment. It will be Scott River watershed reach 9 and 10 are curtailed. And then it may be later reach 11 is curtailed. But that way, instead of impacting everyone in the watershed, it is those that are crucial for potential impacts to the minimum midstream flows. So I'm putting it on your radar. We're talking about it again today. I don't know if you all want to have input or maybe want to think about that, but the Watermaster District and the Shasta RCD have been involved. Larry Walker and Associates has been involved. Some of that will end up dovetailing with the SGMA, how the respective plans are going to be handled, which is going to directly impact his meeting tonight, ours coming up, on the fee assessments associated with implementing the SGMA. So I wanted to put that on your radar.
Good, thank you.
You have the State Water Board staff agree with that?
On the Scott, yeah. Because their model, this is the beautiful thing. They started working on their model when they thought they were going to have money. The state went broke. They have no money. And they said that they would come up with a proposed minimum in-stream flow for the two tributaries based upon models they were going to have a consultant create. And we said, time out. We know you're broke. You don't have the staff. You don't have the time. We already have the model. And they said, we'll use the Larry Walker model because we can't build one.
Then why are they operating being the crush for dump truckers?
That's a discussion for another time, but there are reasons.
Well, good. I just, you know, we're quite a ways out before we have anything substantial.
Yes.
It's accurate.
Yes. Larry Walker's model is going to be.
But until the State Water Board
correct
deals with what's going on out there, it's
then
irrelevant.
It's mute issue.
The people who have legitimate rights are the ones being hammered.
Correct. And Larry Walker actually is taking into consideration your peripheral usages.
There's more of it coming.
Yeah. So those were my comments. Anything further?
Microphones.
Yes. Dusty seeing this on the floor reminded me.
Well, so this, what we were told, well, maybe you want to do this, Rick, I don't know. It's more your thing, I guess.
We'll find a way to solve it. Basically, there's another laptop that runs all the microphones that was in the back office and no longer there. Basically, we have direction from the CAO to handle it as needed. So,
it's handled then.
Well, I hope he gets handled by the March 5th meeting.
Count it.
That needs to be.
Because we definitely, at minimum, need a microphone there that actually can be amplified for our hearing plus recording.
I did express that yesterday. We had a LAFCO meeting and Nancy Ogren is one of them, and I did express that to her.
Okay.
And Wendy told me that she did mention to Wendy about what I said. I don't know where it's going to go, if anywhere, but maybe somebody could have put a bug in one of your supervisors' ears. I don't know.
I will talk to three of them. All right, with that, we're adjourned.
Peace.